I'm Eric Carley, and we're sitting down at the Mid-America Trucking Show with an old friend from the program, Steve Sikorsky from Howes. Steve, how are you?
Very good, Eric. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, let's talk about what's going on. There's a lot going on in the industry. More changes, believe it or not.
More changes and changes.
Yeah, well, and this is where we are right now are adjusting as an industry to change. And Howes, with their line of products, you guys are actually adjusting to some of these changes as well. Let's talk about Howes Meter Power Cleaner, the new detergent package. Why is that in place? What's it responding to?
Well, again, it's part of the changing design of the engines and injectors. They have the new high-pressure common rail injector systems, which puts pressures out in excess of 30,000 PSI.
Wow.
And what happens there is it actually cooks the fuel, because when you pressurize it, it heats it up.
Right.
And it's leaving these deposits behind that are soapy, sticky residue kind of deposits, not the typical carbon that you see, and in addition to the carbon.
Right.
And so we had to adjust and go to a newer, higher-end detergent package to combat that.
Yeah.
So it does both the new deposits and the old deposits.
Right,
just
right.
Just cleans them right up.
The move to lower viscosity engine oils, this is really, we're seeing this happen. It really was rolling out before the new category of oils, which will hit the market in December, where we had already seen lower viscosity oils on the market, right? That had happened. And so how's responding to all of this?
Well, the big question that was being asked last year was, are these oils going to be backwards compatible?
Right, right.
And what they found is no. So they've got two classifications of oil.
Right.
One is for the new lower viscosity designed engines and
right.
of course, one for the older design.
Right.
And we had to adjust our oil enhancer product so that it works for both.
Yeah.
So our product actually is backwards and forwards compatible.
Oh, interesting.
And,
okay.
You know, we backed away from the heavier, thicker oil pressure raising,
right,
and more focus more on the friction modifiers and lowering the operating temperature,
right?
Because
okay.
the heat is really the enemy of the diesel engine, and that's
okay.
what we focused on.
All right,
and it's become very popular.
Yeah, because in December we'll see APC K4 and FA4.
Correct. Yeah, the PC11 and 11B
right.
designation is going to be switched to that.
Right, and as those roll out, because you make a great point, is that what they're telling us here is that that lower viscosity means greater fuel economy, and so switching, I guess, from Howes, as you mentioned, the formulation being in the past thicker, now being thinner, it's still battling that heat is the name of the game, and
correct,
still being
yeah.
able to maintain that fuel efficiency.
And
game.
Even in the older, you know, higher viscosity oils, the friction modifiers are very effective in reducing those temperatures, operating temperatures. So,
right.
And again, like you said, it's all designed for lower emissions and higher fuel economy, and everything they're doing now is really pointing the designs in that direction.
Right.
And
yeah.
They change very quickly, and so we're very adaptable, and we have to change and modify and
right.
You know,
sure.
combat the new changes.
And so, and we've over the last decade, as you know, and drivers know, we've had lots of changes in fuels and everything. So let's talk about Howes Fuel Enhancer. Where are we today, and what is that product doing? What's the job of that product?
The Howes Fuel Enhancer is a little different than a meter power cleaner, whereas it's more of a top engine lubricant, and it also works on the upper piston area.
Right.
Now, what we found is a lot of the piston tops build up carbon, and that carbon can actually burn like coal after the combustion is complete, and it causes pre-ignition, eventually changes the compression of the motor, and it can actually cause damage.
Yeah.
So the oil enhancer survives the combustion to a point and goes in and cleans those piston tops off.
Right.
And brings those pressures back to factory specs, keeps that carbon from burning, and protects that engine.
Right now there's an enhancer promotion going on at Love's. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's correct. We have a promotion at Love's where if they buy 2 gallons, either the oil enhancer or fuel enhancer, mix and match, they can mail in a $10 rebate, and we'll send them a check.
Yeah.
And that's going through the end of March and April.
Wow. Howes has been involved in this truck driving school scholarship program with Sage Truck Driving, is that right?
That's correct. We started that last year, and it's been very successful and very popular.
Yeah.
We give away a $1,000 scholarship to all of the Sage truck driving schools across the country, and there's 25 of them. And we spread it across the country so everybody gets a shot at one.
Yeah.
And we're seeing all walks of life coming into these schools. And as you know, the driver shortage has been really a problem for many years now.
Right.
And we're seeing women drivers coming in. We're seeing, you know, people coming from other industries that are, you know, re-entering the driving field.
Sure.
And if you visit our Facebook page, it's Howe's Lubricator, you'll see the winners we announce every month.
Nice.
And somebody has a scholarship, and it really goes a long way, because the average cost of a driving school is $3,000 to $4,000. You give somebody a $1,000 scholarship, and that takes a big chunk of his cost of it away. And,
yeah, love that. Why is that so important to House?
Well, you know, Rob House has always been looking for ways to give back to the industry. Mm. You know, he appreciates, you know, everything the industry has done for us, and he understands that the driver shortage is out there, there's not much a company like us can do other than something like this, just to put a small dent in that shortage and bring some people back into the industry. And we advertise at the schools, we advertise a scholarship, and we try to generate some excitement with the younger generation, because you don't see a lot of that anymore. You know, the people that have moved out of the industry back when the economy went down, they've gone off in construction and other industries, and they're not coming back. So we need new people coming in.
Absolutely.
You know?
Steve.
And part of that is women.
Yeah, you know, and that's, we need everybody who is looking for that opportunity out there to, you know, to look at trucking and know that it is a great opportunity. There are things you can, if you want to be an entrepreneur, or if you just want to find a great job, that can be there for a long, long time. This industry is not going away. It's only growing. The demand is growing for those good drivers out there. So what a great cause that is to get behind. If they want to learn more, they can go to the website.
Go to the website at HowesLube.com or visit our Facebook page at Howes Lubricator.
Yeah, great talking to you.
We have giveaways and programs and contests going all the time.
I love it, and it's always busy. I know that we follow it as well along on social media. Love social media today because it gives us a chance to, you know, interact, you know, so well with not only our friends in the industry, but in our case, listeners, and I know for you guys, your customers.
Absolutely, and it's instant information, which people like. You know, when you're on the road, you're busy, you want to find something out, you just have an app, open an app, and
there it goes.
And there it goes.
It's awesome. Steve, great talking to you. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so
much.
You
as well, Eric. Thank you for having me.
All right.
Have a good day.